coming up on episode number 1338. It's Christmas time again, and it's time for another episode of Covers celebrating this wonderful holiday. A lot of great new stuff has come out this year, and a year that I think we're all ready to retire. There were a lot of good Christmas songs that came out towards the end of it. We're going to hear a bunch of them, all this and more, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, December 17th. About 1 p.m. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Of course, it's got to be the Christmas cover songs edition. Got to get those Christmas covers out. It is the third to last episode of the year, which means it's Christmas and then it's the countdown. It's the way we do things here. It's the only way we do things. So let's get Christmas going, because, man, I need some music to put me in the Christmas spirit. And one of the songs that just keeps getting... The song that doesn't die is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. We're going to hear a cover of that in a little bit. But if you're playing the game of Last Christmas, don't worry. Covers don't count. So, first song of our show here, Last Christmas, performed by the Pom Pom Squad. This was part of the Simply Having a Wonderful compilation that came out last month covering Wham. Here's the Pom Pom Squad.
Yeah. guess I will be staying inside this year. How about you? Merry Christmas to you and yours, and God bless us, everyone. Bitch. We'll be right back.
remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
As a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just face the music, you're a monster.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul.
the Grinch. You got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Well, given the choice between the two of you, I would take the
seasick crocodile.
Unwashed socks, and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three best words I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote:
stink, stink, stink.
Yeah, Small Town Titans with their cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, a single they released in 2017, covering the Thurl Ravenscroft tune from Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Great cover right there. Really rocks it out, too. Part of the whole rockin' set, Pearl Jam, right before that, with a cover of Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas, a single they released last year. Didn't make it onto the Christmas cover show last year, so decided to include it this year. Really, really good stuff from Pearl Jam. Jackson's also covered that one, if I remember correctly. Letters to Cleo, featuring the fantastic Kay Hanley on vocals there. Covering the Kinks, Father Christmas, that one from last year's OK Christmas, an EP that they released. And then some brand new stuff before that. Broken Peach with a cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. They are a really cool Spanish language band. Although a lot of the covers they do are in English, they did a great cover of This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Big on the cool makeup and the style. Lots of great videos if you go check them out on YouTube. Broken Peach, and big thanks to Dan Patrice for letting me know about that one. Perfect stuff. Pom Pom Squad at the top of the show. From the brand new compilation, Simply Having a Wonderful Compilation. And yes, it does include a cover of the Paul McCartney song that it name checks. Cover of Wham's Last Christmas right there, the Pom Pom Squad. Let's go to some more traditional stuff, starting with this one. Something brand new from an album that features Dave Grohl on drums for at least one song. They're actually going to be appearing together, the Bird and the Bee and Dave Grohl, on the Jimmy Kimmel Show tonight. Probably doing a song called Put Up the Lights, which is not a cover. This one is. Traditional song, here is Sleigh Ride by the Bird and the Bee.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling-doo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. Song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would. Before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. For a sleigh ride together with you. A sleigh ride together with you. A sleigh ride together.
New Standards, a band that rose in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area after the end of Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic. New Standards picking up the mantle with some great music right there. They've got a brand new holiday album called the New Standards Holiday Show Album. They're actually doing live concerts on streaming live concerts for people who want to watch them perform. That song, Do You Hear What I Hear? A song that, of course, talks about the nativity of Jesus with the bringing him silver and gold, but it was also inspired by writers who really wanted peace with the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's that recent. It's like a 1962 song. I thought that Do You Hear What I Hear was way older than that, but no, it was written in the 60s, early 60s, in response to the Cuban Missile Crisis, wanting peace. How crazy is that? New standards, Do You Hear What I Hear? Before that, you heard Andrew Bird with a cover of Skating. Now, that's a song from the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Christmas show. That comes from his brand new album, Hark. And you might have seen Andrew Bird recently as the adopted dad on the most recent season of Fargo. Season 4 of Fargo features Andrew Bird, who is a violinist who's probably best known for being a member of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Before that, Kruangbin, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Kruangbin, a Houston, Texas band, a trio with their cover of Christmas Time Is Here, that kind of surf lounge version, just so good, of Christmas Time Is Here, also from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. That's from there. Actually, that's just a single they released a couple of years ago, but I decided the two of them had to go hand in hand for the show. Slowy and the Boats, before that, from a brand new album called Merry Christmas from Slowy and the Boats. Melekiliki Maka, featuring Shannon McGill on vocals there. The original done by, the first recorded version, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, is probably the most famous version of that song. It comes from the language translation of Merry Christmas into the Hawaiian language. And it's not just a straight, okay, call it Kaliki Maka. It's because there are all these requirements for the Hawaiian language. You can't have two consonants right next to each other. You can't have, there's no no C, so you have to replace it with a K. There's no R sounds. There's no S sounds, so you replace those with L's and K's. And what you end up with is this, here's how you have to say, it's not just Hawaii's way of saying Merry Christmas to you. It's you know, Merry Christmas translated into Hawaiian. I can't remember what that's called. Is it phonostasis? Where you've got languages that have these requirements for the way that their phonetics work. It's really, really fascinating. Really cool stuff. And we started off that set with The Bird and the Bee from their brand new album, Put Up the Lights. It's a cover of Sleigh Ride. And hopefully you've been following the Bee, in this case, Greg Kirsten, the producer and half of Bird and the Bee. He's been working with Dave Grohl on a series of Hanukkah covers, 8 of them, of course, for the 8 Crazy Nights of Hanukkah, covering Jewish bands. He's covered Bob Dylan, Elastica. Who else have they done? They've done some great, great covers on their Mountain, Mississippi Queen. It's really, really cool. So check that out. Just jump over to either Twitter, Foo Fighters, or Twitter, Greg Kirsten, and you'll see all the recordings that they've been doing. It's really, really good stuff. And I hope at the end of all this that they release it somehow digitally so we can enjoy it year after year after year without having to search on Twitter for them. Let's get to our last set of music, and this is a good one to start with. The Old 97s, they love the holidays. They even have an album titled to prove it. From 2018, Old 97s, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God, our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Hey! gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power. Now we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
myself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. To us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang the shining star upon the highest bough.
Keyboards there at the end. That is Blue Christmas by Jen Grant, a song that was originally done by Doyo Dell, but of course very famously covered and made popular by Elvis Presley. That was from her brand new album, Forever on Christmas Eve, Jen Grant's brand new album. She's just got such a great honey smooth voice. I love it. And just enough twang to make me like it, not too much twang. And there's just the right amount. Just the right amount. Before that, have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's Cat Power from a 2013 single that she released. Did you know that that song was first done by Judy Garland? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. First recording of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was Judy Garland. Great cover right there, though, by Cat Power. Low before that, from their 1999 Christmas album, a little cover of Little Drummer Boy. How's that? By Low, making it, I think, the oldest cover on today's show, 1999. Wow, a whole 21 years old. It's old enough to drink. How about that? Bleached before that with a brand new cover, Jingle Bells. They just released that one. James Lord Pierpont kind of wrote the original version of that song. But again, it's a standard, a Christmas classic. And the Old 97s at the top of the set with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That one from Old 97s Love the Holidays from 2 years ago, 2018. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another Coverville. Here's what's cool. Got two big shows coming up for the end of the year, as always, counting down the best 40 covers of the year. So expect to hear some stuff from Billy Joe Armstrong, Berlin, taking a look back at some of their old classics and redoing them quite a bit. God, who else? M. Ward came out with a really cool album this year. So look for a lot of great covers that came out in 2020 when we were all kind of locked in our houses and couldn't do anything else. I'll be counting down the best 40 of them, the top 40 of them, in the next two episodes. So stick around for that. The first one airs on Christmas. I'm not recording on Christmas, you fool. I'm recording it before Christmas, but you'll listen to it on Christmas. Anyway, I guess it comes out Christmas Eve, Thursday, the 24th. So, you fool, I'm not recording on Christmas Eve either, but probably the Wednesday before. That's going to do it. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.